Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin by talking this week about legislation that you have introduced to create a cabinet-level position to elevate EMS in our state. What's this all about?
Well, emergency medical services across the Commonwealth are in a state of crisis, and in rural Pennsylvania, it's beyond crisis. We have communities without ambulance services. We have people that are waiting a significant amount of time for an ambulance because the resources are few. And we absolutely have to do more to support these services. I'm sponsoring House Bill 1491 that would create an independent office of EMS commissioner that would function inside the Department of Health, but would be would report directly to the governor and would be a cabinet level position, as you stated. At state government, we currently have the Office of Fire Commissioner. We have a state police commissioner, but we do not have an EMS commissioner. It's time that we elevated the voices of our EMS providers. We have to have someone sitting at the table at the executive level to advocate for these services. We have many, many members of the legislature who are advocating for them. We've taken many, many actions, passed a lot of legislation, provided significant funding. We've actually done a lot to support these agencies, but we need more support at the executive level. And it's very apparent in this year's budget proposal by the governor. There's additional funding proposed for fire. There's additional funding proposed for police and no additional funding for EMS. And that's very telling. In the last 2 years alone, 50 EMS agencies across the Commonwealth have ceased operations. We're seeing hospitals reduce services, making our ambulance services even more vital, especially in rural areas, as I stated. We have to do more. We must do more. And this bill will elevate the voices of our EMS providers.
The next thing we'd like to discuss, Representative, is good news. Folks came down from your area to Harrisburg this week. What was going on with this? What did you learn? I understand you got to meet with them outside of the Capitol.
Well, it's always great when local folks come down to Harrisburg and participate in meetings. And I was certainly glad to meet up with some of our local officials this week at the Pennsylvania State Association of Boroughs annual conference in Hershey. Our local officials who lead our boroughs and townships across Cameron, McKean, and Potter counties are dedicated to helping our communities be the best that they can be. And was certainly glad to meet with Jeremy Morey, the Port Allegheny Borough Manager, Shirley and Tom Johnson. Tom's a Port Allegheny Borough Councilman. Heather Zuba, the Port Allegheny Secretary Treasurer, and Todd Brown, the new Countersport Borough Manager. So working closely with local officials is important as we all work in support of our communities.
And also, some folks got to come down from the local 4-H. I understand you got to meet them as well.
This week was Penn State's College of Ag Sciences Capital Days in Harrisburg. And we had a group of 4-H students from Potter County travel to Harrisburg and participate in this event. And I had the honor of meeting with them. I took them on a short tour of the Capitol and took them up to the House floor. And none of them had ever been to the Capitol. So it was great meeting with them. Future leaders, great discussions about agriculture and certainly about 4-H and the College of Ag Sciences at Penn State.
And finally, Representative, good news. The deadline is being extended for the property tax rent rebate program. Tell us what the details are.
This is a very important program that benefits many, many senior citizens. And an important deadline to apply has recently been extended. The application deadline for the 2024 property tax rent rebate program has been extended until December 31st. So there's plenty of time to still apply for the program. My district offices are completing these applications free of charge. The program is open to residents age 65 and older, widows and widowers 50 years and older, and people with disabilities 18 years and older. There's no need to pay anybody to complete an application. Please reach out or stop by in one of my district offices, and we'll be glad to help.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.